Las Vegas starts now.
Yes, it does. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
That's right.
And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney. Oh, look, Scott's flying. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, they're giving away the secret. Oh man. So like I was saying,
I thought maybe
Brett,
you were a Kenyan and getting ready to run the Las Vegas Marathon.
Yes, that's me. And I, like you asked me before, what's the tip? What's the idea behind a great podcast? And really is, don't take long breaks. You really should do a podcast every week, and if you take long breaks, say over a year, well, you're not doing a very good job.
You have grayed very, very much. He's grayed quite a bit.
Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Live studio audience is behind me. I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Buenas noches. Howdy, partner. Super excited to be here. Now, hold on. Maybe some scary, sad music. Hold on. Where is Melissa? She said to go to... She didn't really say that, but she no longer wants to be a part of the show. But wait a minute. There is somebody here who is part of the show.
Not Melissa.
Kids, let's meet him now. A golf fanatic hailing from St. Louis, he made his way to Las Vegas about 45 years ago. Ish? Don't really know. He's managing owner of KSHP. He's a good-looking man. His wings are on the right, but his heart is in the right place. Women love him. Men want to be him. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brett Grant, everybody. There he is.
How are you? Hey, good to see you. How are you, folks? Thanks for having me, Scott. It's great to be here. Not quite 45 years ago.
How long ago was it?
1996.
So going 47 on, years.
Yeah, nice math. That's Common Core for you right there. Exactly. No, yeah, November. In fact, it was Halloween 1996. We started driving across the country, and we came across Arizona into Hoover Dam. My brothers and myself and my dog at the time, we collectively took a leak over the dam at 4 o'clock in the morning. God's honest truth.
Nice.
Hit the first casino we saw, which was right there in Boulder City. What is that?
Oh,
the
yeah,
Gold Stripe or whatever?
Gold Crap Stripe thing.
Had a crappy breakfast, lost our first money gambling, and we were off and running. And we stayed in the final weekend of the Hacienda Hotel. That's where
really?
We stayed.
And, oh, no kidding.
Which is now the Mandalay Bay, on the
what?
Same property where Mandalay Bay
that's
is.
That's pretty impressive. See, so...
There you go.
This is Las Vegas royalty, arguably.
I'm almost a native.
Pretty much. Now, before we get started with our T's and our over and under, Brett does something that I think is fascinating. Like I said, he's a general... Or what's a managing operator over at KSHP. KSHP has a thing called the Radio Shopping Show. When I first moved here in 2005, I stumbled upon the Radio Shopping Show. Before I tell you my experience, Brett, what is the Radio Shopping Show?
The Radio Shopping Show, for folks around the country, you might be familiar with, the best thing to do is you take QVC from TV or modern day things like Groupon, Living Social. It's a radio show where we sell gift certificates for goods and services all over Las Vegas and beyond, travel items as well. Go to kshp.com and you'll save up to 80%. So anybody coming to Las Vegas, I urge you to go to kshp.com because you'll save lots of money. And for example,
absolutely,
I had a woman in town who wanted to buy something from Groupon. I told her, hey, I've got the exact same item and I'm $10 cheaper.
Oh, really?
So keep that in mind. So Groupon is not necessarily the cheapest way to get bargains.
So this segment brought to you by not Groupon. So true story.
The Radio Shopping Show.
2005, we move here up in Aliante, or as my friends call it, South Reno. And I'm driving around trying to get a, you know, a sense for what was going on there. I had the radio on, going through the AM radio, because the AM dial kind of tells you what's happening in the city. And I stumbled upon 1400. And this radio shopping show thing had just started. And this is no shit. I'm driving along. I hear this thing. I go, what the hell is this? I pull into my driveway and sit there for an hour.
Really?
Yes. Just going,
it is mesmerizing.
This is the craziest thing. So, you know, people are the DJ, the on air talents, like, you know, we've got, this restaurant or this show, or for it's a $50 value for $5. I'm like, wow, wait a minute. Right. How the hell are you doing this? So, an hour, I'm like, okay, well, I got to be a fan of the radio shopping show. It's very, very cool. All right. What are we doing today? We're going to talk about my dinner with Mike Tyson. What? I've been busy since I've been gone here. So dinner with Mike Tyson. We did a staycation at Bellagio. We'll talk a little bit about that. And what's it like to leave Las Vegas? Plus, have a drink on me. And as always, I've been asked to give you the over and under. Let me see where we're at. Oh, we're at 6 minutes. I'm going to give the over under. Ready, folks? 60 minutes. The over under is 60 minutes. And we're going to do all of that right after this break. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com.
Do it. I like that guy. He's a good feller. You should work with him and all that stuff. I would like for this to not be like that. Go away. There he is. Okay. Jesus Christ.
All right.
Why are we whispering?
I don't know. Let's talk a little bit about... This is my... I'm kind of feeling like we should get started here. Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, you're the pilot, man.
So,
this segment brought to you by crappy Belgian beer.
Yeah, by the way, here's a tip, kids. If you like beer, and who among us doesn't?
This one's trying to get out.
Look at right. If you like beer, I'd recommend against this beer here. This is called I'll Cut a Bitch. I think it's called Leffy, which is Belgium for I'll cut a bitch, because I opened up two of these, and that's what caused these little injuries here, these little guys here. No, I'm not flipping you off. It's because the beer cut me.
Twice. Those Twice. Who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. So Scott kept doing it and doing it.
Now, we brought a
strainer. I'll keep opening another bottle.
We bought a strainer, and we were going to put the beer in there because we're desperate to drink.
This beer is a little chunky. I gotta tell you.
But here's what we discovered.
It's a little chewy.
It's not a bottle flaw as we thought it was. It's in fact an operator error. Yeah. Right. So here's a tip, kids. Don't use the Lee's liquor bottle opener for a buck and a quarter, which is this thing here. Because I used this, popped it over, and you know, things were flying. As I told
including them, glass.
We have glass. Literally, look at this.
That's a pretty good shard.
This came off there. Can you see that? That's some nasty stuff. It poked one of the audience members in the eyeball. They're all whining and
crying. The EMTs
out.
Just left.
Right. Right. Oh, whoops, sorry. Wrong sound effect. There's the EMTs leaving. So then we transferred to this opener, and guess what? Brett's drinking a beer now. Yeah, so am I.
And we got a couple of dead soldiers over here.
Yeah, so we're just... Yeah, they're just...
Actually, I have three drinks going here. I've got... my iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
No plug for them because this is now Palazzo iced tea inside of this one.
That's right.
A little Crown.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of Crown.
Nothing wrong with that.
And then the El Lefe.
Yeah, which is, again, Belgium for what? I'll cut a bitch. All right. Okay.
It's actually rather tasty. It's a blonde. It's a savor the mystery of the ages, which is how do you open this frickin' bottle? Without cutting yourself.
Don't use that. All right, so here's one of the cool things about living in Las Vegas. There are a lot of very famous people who hang out here, right? You've got entertainers, you've got comedians, singers, songwriters, and of course, you've got sports guys. And what was really groovy is we did a staycation, it was a couple, 3 weeks ago now, for my birthday. Yes, I'm 35. And it was my 19th anniversary of my 31st
I believe
birthday.
It was a milestone birthday, was it not?
No.
No, it wasn't?
Okay. No, okay. You're wrong.
I'm sorry. I apologize for having to wear these.
What did you think it was?
I thought you were turning.
What?
You know,
60?
No, like 50 double nickels or something.
No, that's 50. I'm 54.
54. Well, next year is double nickels.
Yeah, right. Okay. So now you guys are all kind of making me sad.
I was only off by one.
Anyways, good night, everybody.
You don't look a day over 59. It's okay.
People, excuse me while I have some poison. I'll cut a bitch beer.
Yeah. I'm sorry I have to wear these, but in order for me to see the live chat, I can't see it unless I put my glasses on.
You probably shouldn't watch the live chat.
You told me to.
Yeah, there's some really negative people there. I'm just kidding. Yeah. All right. So a lot of famous people here. So we did the staycation, and we stayed at Bellagio, and we'll talk about that in a second. But we went to dinner at a really groovy place called Prime Steakhouse, which is also in the Bellagio. It's right on the fountain, right on the level of the fountains. Literally, you could lean across if you got a close enough table and touch the water and look at the little Bellagio fountain ducks, which are plentiful right now. Right. So we go in there. Melissa takes me for dinner. So we go in there and we're sitting at the table. We're right at the window. We're looking at the
fountain. So you're not outside.
No.
There is patio dining there. Okay, still cold.
Yeah, it was still cold, but you can look at it. It's cold. It's fancy.
60 degrees.
That was fucking 55 or something. It was really cold.
The guys in Michigan are going, 55? I'd be out there in the Speedo.
I'm telling you, man, Michigan, there's no reason to live anywhere south or west of Vegas, really. Because all that shit's cold.
You mean east of Vegas?
Oh, that's what I meant. Okay. Or south, real no, east. Yeah, east. Hey.
Geography.
I was cut. I was wounded. You can't expect me to understand geography.
I've lost a lot of blood.
I'm feeling lightheaded. All right, so we're at Prime Steakhouse, and it's very romantic and very groovy. We've got this beautiful table right by the window, and we're beginning to order dinner. I order my drink, a Crown and Diet, and I see a guy walk in, and the guy is wearing sweats. Now, this place,
very nice restaurant,
super nice restaurant. It's a jacket required-esque kind of place.
Although in Vegas, there aren't too many places that actually require a jacket these days.
You're right. That's absolutely true.
If you can pay the bill, they don't give a hoot.
That's right. Yeah.
Wear what you want.
But nonetheless, if there was a jacket required place, that would be the place.
Yeah, you're right.
And quite frankly, you got to get kind of dressed up. And as a matter of fact, when we walked in there, everybody was dressed up.
Sure.
Which is what I like. So we're sitting there, we're drinking and doing my stuff. And I see a guy walk in off to the slight distance, not that far. And he's wearing sweatpants, a jogger uniform, whatever they call those damn things. Right. And I'm like, what in the hell is going on here? So immediately two thoughts. First, that's some shit, right? That you can't be doing that. And then my second thought immediately, that guy must be famous, or he's probably with a famous guy. So that guy sits down, and then comes in Mike Tyson. he comes walking in.
It was Mike Tyson.
It was Mike Tyson. And I didn't really know it was him. It was dark eyes, so you couldn't really see. I didn't see the tattoo immediately, but you can kind of tell Mike. Now, if you remember Mike, God, did you watch him when he was boxing and beating the shit out of everybody? I remember.
I was at the fight when he bit Holyfield's ear off.
You were there?
I was there.
No way.
Yes, I was. The first fight I saw when I moved to Vegas.
Did you know that it happened? Are you kidding me?
The very first bet I made in Las Vegas was taking Evander Holyfield in that fight, and we just bought the radio station, so this was late 1996 when this happened, right?
Yeah,
and I think so. It might have been like November of 96. I'm trying to remember, right around there.
Oh,
and
my
we're
God,
at the fight.
So cool.
And next thing you know, he bites his ear off, and I'm like, "This is so come here."
Did you when it happened? Did you know it happened it's right
like,
then and there?
What
or
was
I mean,
that?
I mean, he saw him jumping up and down, like, "Hey, you bit my ear." But did you know?
That?
I mean, could you see? Like, did he spit out a piece of ear? I mean, did you know?
You could tell because Holyfield was holding his head.
That was nuts.
Was crazy.
I remember seeing him. I remember seeing boxers, professional boxers, get in the ring with him and look terrified before they even started the fight.
Doubt.
It was so fun. Okay.
It was over before it started.
No doubt. So he gets. So he comes in. And he's, real nice. And he's not a real big guy, but,
No, he's not tall.
No, but he was still, he looked pretty. I didn't touch him. I didn't poke on him or anything. But, hey, Mike, just, we're going to do a show about you a little bit later. Poke, poke, poke. Well, hell, goddamn, you're still pretty in shape. Those pigeon running is doing a real good thing for you. No, but so he comes in, he sits down. I kept thinking, I remember seeing that guy when he was a killer. And you've heard that thing where they say to about a boxer, hey, would you take $1 million to spend a round in with Frazier or Ollie or right. whoever or Tyson? And I kept thinking, never would anybody I know spend a round in with Tyson, because you spend a round and $1 million isn't going to do you a lot of good if you're a vegetable and they're feeding you with the tube and you can't spend your money. He's that guy. So I have a lot of respect for that guy.
I'd ask the question, is there a referee in the ring so when I duck and cover and hit the ground, he's protecting me? That's all I'm saying. They ring the bell, they go ding, and you just drop to the floor. Fall
into the
I've
fetal
had a heart
position.
Attack. I'm done. He can't hit me. I'm on the ground.
Please don't hit me, Mike. I just want $1 million.
I'm going to fuck you up.
Come on, Mike, don't hit me.
Okay, well, right. That's. Oh, I hope I don't meet Mike now, because that was funny, but I'm going to get my... All right. Okay, here we go. So he sits down, and they start to order dinner and all. And you know, I think the life of a celebrity can be a little rough. You know, immediately he's kind of just, he seems like a kind of a tortured soul, but he was kind of moving his arms and he looked a little unhappy about stuff and talking, and his buddy was just kind of listening to him. And I'm like, what a bummer that he's coming in here. But it was weird because they sat him in a table in the middle of the room facing the restaurant.
Right.
So if you walked into the restaurant,
you couldn't miss him.
Right. Yeah, well, hell, it's Mike Tyson, right? So you could tell people were walking by him and going, well, hell, that's Mike Tyson. But people kind of left him alone. The wait staff weren't, you know, all over him. There was a couple kind of against the wall watching him the whole time. The minute he got up, they're like, boink, right. Hey, come and get a picture. All right, so I'm watching him. They order dinner. And then they bring out this tower of, it looked like seafood, all over the place. Now, Melissa, God bless her little heart, does this little thing when she's happy. She hasn't done it in a while.
I think that's your fault.
I wonder if I've done something wrong here. Yeah. So she used to do this, I think she still does sometimes. She does this all the time. Right? So it's a closed hand clap. Yay! That's it. So guess what Mike Tyson did when they brought the food?
He did that?
That. I'm like, wow, that's the greatest thing. I actually went, Melissa, you got it.
That's one of the toughest.
Don't turn around, God, look at this.
One of the toughest guys on the planet. He's clapping like a seventh grade cheerleader.
Oh,
go team.
I actually was kind of warmed by it. It was, you know, kind of sweet. So they're eating and they're doing their thing. And we're eating and we're doing our thing. The meal gets done. They're still kind of chatting. And then this other guy, this and douchebag in the sweatsuit, gets on the phone. Now, I have a real problem with people on the phone. I don't care if it's at McDonald's. If you're at dinner, stay off the phone and talk to the person that you're with. Just right. Do it. I like that. That's a great line that says, if you're at dinner with a bunch of people, everybody stacks their phone on top of each other. First person that grabs their phone buys dinner.
Well, that's a new one.
I love that.
As opposed to the credit card game.
I like, what's that?
Everybody throws a credit card in and you pick one out of a hat. And that's the one
yeah,
that pays for. Everybody
yeah.
throws their credit card in, and whichever one somebody pulls out, the waiter pulls out, that's who's paying for lunch.
I have not done that one.
No, that's not new.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I guess you and I won't be doing any credit card dinnering anytime, because you're scaring me now, because you probably have a way of
mine has it. A very small limit on it. So sorry, that card's no good.
We're going to McDonald's, baby.
Do you have a different card, sir? No, I don't have one. Choose that one. Right. Go fish. Right. Choose another one.
So the guy gets on the phone, track boy gets on the phone and starts talking.
In the middle of the, of course, he's sitting in the middle of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And he's nice and loud or what?
And talking. It didn't really matter. I couldn't hear him, but he's talking.
So why would that bother you
and
if he's
talking.
At a different table
Here's
talking?
Why.
Why does that bother you?
Here's why. First of all, it's rude, but it's
but
the
he's
way,
not with you.
But it's the way Tyson reacted to it.
Okay.
So Tyson.
Must have been Robin Givens on the phone.
Was looking at him, right? And she's a hotbed of whatever. So Tyson just kind of sits there, you know, shoulders slightly slumped, and just kind of stared off into the distance.
Right.
By himself.
Oh.
I felt kind
of feeling empathy and.
I felt bad for Mikey.
Oh, boy. Well, he's only made probably $200-300 million in his life.
I don't
He's
care.
Probably lost.
$400 million. I just felt really bad for the guy. I'm like, you know, this being a celebrity kind of thing,
right. Fine,
you can have it. If being a celebrity means you got to sit and watch some guy talk on the phone while you just sit blank and, you know, looking into the freaking horizon, I thought it sucked. So,
Mike, what did Mike have for dinner?
He had lobster legs as well.
That's all he had.
Yeah, they were in after us and they were out before us.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they were just hungry. Question is, did he pay for his meal or was it kind?
Oh, I don't know.
Because that's the Vegas thing.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if Mike's a big gambler or not. I mean, the biggest celebrity gambler in Las Vegas is Pete Rose, who is a degenerate in that regard.
I thought it'd be Mayfield.
Floyd.
He's kind of a big guy.
Floyd only flaunts the bets he wins. He doesn't show you the bets he loses. God, so how much does he make? Well, you know, that we call that guy a showboater or a front runner.
Because you do a little bit of the sports betting.
I do. I love sports.
Do you bet every day?
The sports. Not. I don't bet tomorrow. That's the next day. there's the day before the All-Star game in baseball and the day after where there's no games to bet on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
I enjoy it because it's fun. It's entertaining for me. First of all, I'm a monster sports fan.
Really?
And I follow most of the sports very closely. I'm not a big NBA fan, which is ironic because you just listened to me do a 2-hour show about basketball.
I should mention that. But, Brett does a 2-hour thing for Yahoo Sports. That's right. Yahoo Sports, baby.
Yahoo. Sorry.
He's I love that commercial. Brett is a bad man. Shut your mouth. I'm just talking about Brett.
And then tomorrow I'm doing play-by-play of the Mountain West Conference basketball tournament.
Oh, yeah. We had friends out for that.
At noon and at 2:30. Two games tomorrow, including the UNLV and the UNR game.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't say Reno. You mean Nevada. They get a bit upset about that.
You're kind of important, aren't you?
Nah, not really. But I'm sort of kind of maybe almost a big deal.
Okay.
Almost.
So besides little Tyson, who's not much of a big deal, we've got big deal Brett here. So then we decided, let's talk about the staycation. Let's talk a little bit about the Bellagio. Now, clearly the Bellagio is one of the great properties of Las Vegas.
Beautiful place.
It's gorgeous.
It's very nice.
And we've been there many, many times, not to stay, but to hang out. There's a nice bar there they'll talk about. That's right.
Yeah.
It's a great location. Of course, the little water show they have, that thing will probably take off after a while.
And that's okay.
So Melissa booked us a room for a couple nights for the staycation for my birthday. And so she booked it, but she was traveling. So I showed up early than she did to check in. Now, check-in's at 3:00. I arrived at 3:00. So the first thing, you walk into the lobby of this place, and it was really interesting. Normally, the smart way, I'm not sure what the talent is, but the smart way to deal that is you have a single line that then feeds to the 10 different guys that are doing that. That's not what they did there. They have 10 different people working the desk, and there is no rhyme or reason of where you should go.
It is a little confusing in that lobby, because right before you did that, maybe 2 weeks before, my folks were in town, and they stayed at the Bellagio.
Oh, did they?
You kind of walked in and you went, most places have the old cattle herd.
Yeah, yeah. And the cattle herd is smart. It's actually the most efficient way to get people out than any other way.
Right.
So I'm standing there. I'm like, well,
I'm stuck in the same spot.
What the fuck am I supposed to be doing here? And there was a worker bee, a helper girl right there. And she's like, can I help you? I said, well, I think I'm in line. She was like, nope. If you stand here, you'll be here all day. I'm like, okay. So that's wrong. Let's put me somewhere. So she puts me in this line right behind one other guy. All right, so he's talking to this woman, a younger gal, pregnant gal. So they're finishing, and I'm listening in because I'm ready to do my $20 trick. Right.
The $20 trick.
The $20
trick. Scott's really a male gigolo.
I am a male.
Just $20 for a trick.
I'm just a gigolo, yes. But everywhere
I go. What
kind
of trick do you do,
Scott? So the $20 trick is this. You take your credit card, and you take your driver's license, and in between it, you put a $20 bill. And when they say, do you have ID and a credit card for incidentals, you say, yeah, I do. You hand them the stuff, the sandwich, the 20 sandwich, and you say, hey, this is just for you. I appreciate what you're doing for me. Or you might say, if you see anything that might, some upward mobility, that'd be terrific, something along those lines. I did that I've probably done it two or three times, 100% success. The one time it didn't work was at MGM Grand. I handed him that thing. The guy looked at it. He spent 25 minutes trying to find me an upgrade. He couldn't find one. He was so stressed out. First, he said, here's your 20 back. I'm like, dude, I don't want my 20 back. You know, regardless, you worked your ass off. I dig it. So he ended up giving me $150 in credits.
Nice.
I'm like, okay, $20, $150, I'm in. So I look, this gal's kind of being a little tight, little not cool, not fun, not she's not who I would have picked if right. I were to pick.
You, obviously the 20 insulted her. You needed
I didn't
to
even
give
do
her
it.
More than 20.
I didn't even do the 20.
Oh, you didn't do the 20.
I didn't think she'd get it. And I was right. Okay. So I get up there, I said, yeah, reservation for Whitney. And she's looking around and I'm like, well, it's probably going to be Melissa Whitney. And she looks at it and she goes, oh yeah, here it is. You can't check in. Like, yeah, I can. No, we have to have the person whose reservation the name is in. Like, no, you don't.
Yes, you do. No, you don't. Yes, I do. I said, no,
well,
you don't.
So she just about dismissed me. And I said, I have the credit card that it was done on.
Right.
She goes, oh, let me see that. Well, you would have had a $20 bill on that if you weren't such a pain in my ass. So I gave her the credit card and she looks at it and she looks at the thing and she goes, oh, you're right. Okay, we can make an exception.
An exception.
An exception. Okay, you go ahead and do that, princess. And so she kind of goes through it. And I really like to get upgrades, but I just couldn't do it. I didn't want to deal with this gal. And she's like, okay, now, let me put your name on this. And from now on, you should always put your name on this. Otherwise, we can't do this. And I said, yes, we can. I don't know what you're talking about. We just did it. And we will always do it. I don't understand why you're saying these things. But every casino here will let you check in if you've got the fucking credit card that you guys are billing me for.
Right.
Okay. So that kind of...
Even most places will let you check in without the actual credit card. For example, I booked for my... Every time my mom and dad come into town, I book for them on my credit card. And then what he does is he checks in is, I want to change the credit card it was booked on. And he gives them their credit card. Yeah. And he's never had a problem with that.
Yeah, so
I'm usually there just in case I'm the one that picks them up and drives them around.
Yeah.
But even if I wasn't, he's never had a problem.
I thought it was...
Usually, sometimes if they're staying locally, I just leave.
Yeah.
And they've never called me to say, come back and come back.
Right,
and,
right.
You know.
Well, I thought it was really weird. I didn't make any sense to me. And I've stayed. Look at Bellagio is competing with other high end hotels. So what would they be? Wynn, Encore,
Aria, whatever.
Aria, yeah. Venetian, Palazzo. That's where they're kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
And we've been to, I think, pretty much all of those. This has never happened to me before. So I thought it was kind of odd. All right. So I head up to the room, don't know what room we're going to get, just decide, screw it, I'm just going to get what they get, and we'll talk about it. So the room we got is here. Oops, that's not what I wanted. Stop it, Scott. Well, I felt like I should have a drink after that nonsense.
More operator error. First damn. Show jitters.
Yeah, computers. I don't know how they work, but I think they're going to catch on.
They might.
Stop it. Stop it. Okay, here we go. There they it might. Is. So there's a map that the gal gave me. It was very nice of her. That big blue thing is the fountain. The X is the lobby. And that circle is where we ended up at. So it's kind of in the bottom thing. You go by the...
Well, that's where you go to get to the
atrarium, carrium, the big pouring chocolate place.
That's over by the lobby.
No, the lobby is where the X is.
I understand.
Yeah, okay, right. It's actually not a bad place. And that big gray thing...
You gotta walk around the craps tables.
No, you don't.
Yes,
you
do.
What the hell are you talking about?
You go down the big long...
There's no craps tables there. No, look.
There's no craps tables at the Bellagio?
No, no, no. I mean, on the map. No, no, look. Look, it's right at the X, and you go by...
Yeah, what do you think those things are right there in the green and the blue and the... Yeah, those are craps tables. You're walking right by them. You're just not paying attention.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, good talk. So we're auditioning for new co-hosts.
Send your resumes to Scott Whitney at Podworks.com.
Okay, so whatever you say. All right, so we head on down there, and we're in the 15th floor, and we walk in, and the first thing we see is this, or I see, I'm by myself. So I walk into this, I see this, I'm like, okay. This is supposed to be a real fancy place. Now, I'm comparing it, of course, to, you know, Venetian. Palazzo, which has these, you know, 7,000 sunken stuff. Pretty, they're pretty sexy properties, right?
Yeah, floor to wall curtains, glass entryways.
Yeah. No, I don't remember what we paid because it was a gift, and I wouldn't know those kind of things. But it's a fancy place. All right, so we walk in. Like, okay, that seems a little underwhelming. And getting a little closer. Okay, that's not bad, is it? That's kind of nice. Purples, golds. I think Prince was in there once. Other side, big TV. You know, all those are those little things that if you even look at the peanuts, well, you just got charged $25 for them. So I stayed the hell away from that. And then there's the bathroom and double sink. And that's nice. And it was nice. It's all right. And then the view was this. So fountain view. And I asked the woman, I said, hey, you know, is it a good room?
That's not much of a fountain view. Right, show that again, will you?
I know.
I see a Mazda Miata.
Right. So that was it. So I look out that I look out the window. I'm like, fuck. But look at this. I got a great view of the South parking lot. Now, come to find out, that's actually a really good parking lot to know about. Because as you can tell, there's not a lot of people there, but it dumps right into a really good place into Bellagio. So it's actually a pretty good parking lot.
Yeah.
I learned that. Other than
problem is you can't get to that parking lot without driving on the strip.
You got to go on the strip and you got to go in between Cosmopolitan and Bellagio to get in there.
But the north side.
Wait, no, that's not right. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The north side is actually easier to get in from a local standpoint.
Without
having to drive on the strip and you just valet.
And that's what we did.
You're walking a little longer.
I parked in the valet, the North Valet, which is where the malls are. Yeah. And the valet guy's like, they always say the same thing. What are you going to be doing with us today? Are you checking in? I'm like, yeah, we'll be checking in. And he's like,
long walk, dude.
He said it's a long walk. I said, well, you know, what is it? What do you think about 2 miles? He's like, no, but it's a really close. Long walk. I said, I think I'll be okay. I got a little thing.
It is a long walk.
Don't worry about me, big fella. But thanks. I appreciate the concern for the, I'm a little overweight, but go fuck yourself. I'll be okay. All right. So now we're hanging out. And I said, I got there a little bit before. And I'm going to tell you my favorite thing, one of my favorite things about Bellagio. And Brett actually mentioned it. It's the piano bars. And it's specifically this piano bar right here, which is called Petrosian Bar, I believe. It's right by the lobby.
Yep.
These guys have about, I'd say 8, maybe 10 different piano players. These guys are all killer piano players.
They are.
It's just a cool place. They've got some nice cocktails, and they have the best bar snacks, other than maybe Tao, ever. They have a little popcorn, a little cheese on them.
They do.
And then they have these almonds, which are to die for. I mean, good God. So I just had, you know, a couple of crowns, a little bit of almonds, and I'm like, play it again, Sam. And I'm one of those guys that always applauds after a musician plays.
Right.
I'm a musician, so I mean, I'm like that guy. And nobody else was doing that. And by the way, if you're in a bar and somebody's playing, applaud. It's the right thing to do.
Well, there, though, it's kind of like, it's a quiet place. People are having conversations. The piano is kind of light. It's more of a background kind of thing. And you're over. I was just in that bar when my folks were in town, and we were going to dinner, and I had to meet them there. And go, we'll be at the bar. They love that piano bar, so we're hanging out, and nobody clapped. You're right. And people are just sitting around. They're kind of having a quiet conversation, and the guy's playing his tunes, nice and quiet. And yeah, nobody. But I will say the fishbowl that he's got, which is the largest kind of fishbowl.
For the tips?
Yeah, it's loaded.
Yeah.
I mean, there's hundreds of dollars there.
So let me tell you about
that. Smash and grab.
Let me see. Yeah, good luck getting out of that. I saw Ocean 11. You can't do it. So
Andy Garcia is standing by.
Right. Yes, Mr. Ocean, I appreciate your attempt. So I applauded, and he loved it.
That's the first time somebody's applauded since 2000.
So he asked me, do you have a request? And I've been listening to this Tony Bennett Lady Gaga album lately. Right. And one of the songs on there is called Nature Boy, which doesn't sound anything like the name of the title, but I've been really into it. I'm like, really, God, this is a great song. So I said to the guy, okay, do you know Nature Boy? And he's like, yeah, that's the song from Moulin Rouge that Ewan McGregor sang. I'm like, that's exactly the right song.
Ewan McGregor sang.
Yeah, and so he played it, and it was like heaven touched the keyboards. It was so good. So I thanked him, and Melissa came, and the rest of the evening we can't talk about.
Everybody's talking about the parking garages around town right now on live chat.
What are they saying?
They like the wind garage. They like that South Park.
Look at this. We've got a garage complaint or a debate here on the live chat.
Yeah, best garages in town. Folks, when you're in, let me just give you one little simple tip. When you're in Las Vegas, just valet. It is so much quicker. Saves you so much more time. It's a dollar or two on the way
wait,
in and out.
Wait,
it's
easy. We have to talk about that.
You can't. You disagree with me.
Well, no.
Depends on which garage. See, like, personally, every Tuesday night I'm at the Bellagio. I'm at the Palazzo.
Yep.
The Palazzo garage, nobody's ever in it. It's perfect.
Oh, you park there.
And I could park. I'm close. Not going to tell you which level I am, but right next to the
wait
elevator.
Wait a minute. You're not going to give us the hint of where to park at the Palazzo Garage?
No.
Come on, God. look, that's part of what this is about.
All right, P3.
Okay, there you go. Right now, why is that so special?
Because there's nobody down there, and there's always a spot like literally 12 feet from the elevator. And, right. And I have to go into Legacy Stadium because we do our radio show at Legacy Stadium there, and it's right there. I come up the elevator, boom, and make a right-hand turn.
When you do valet parking on the Strip, what do you tip?
Well, it depends on how busy of a night it is. On the way in and on the way out, depends. If you're not staying...
Do you tip on both sides?
If I want to... Well, here's one of the big things is whenever you see the sign that says valet is full, it's not full.
Right. It's
$10 to $20 to get your car in.
There you go.
If you get $10 to $20, you'll be able to get your car there.
Now,
there's always a spot for it.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Honestly, I will probably tip $5 in, $5 out.
Oh, very good.
I probably will.
Well, that's good.
Those guys are hustlers.
That's good.
Yeah.
I usually do $5 out.
Yeah.
You know, if it's the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day, I don't always tip on the way in, but I definitely will.
I'm impressed that you do sometimes five in and five out.
Yeah.
That's
it
good.
It depends if my wife's with me or not, because she'll yell at me going, "You're giving too much money."
We did 10 at Caesar. We were at Caesar for something, and we did 10 out because the gal let me in. The other thing that's really good is to say you're a local. Hey, I'm local. Just going to, kind of support the bar or support the restaurant. And they're like, oh, I appreciate that. Come over here and park there and do that kind of stuff. That's happened a few times as well. Here's the bottom line for the Bellagio. It's a great property. But I think they've got, in my opinion, they've got a challenge with the service. You can't treat people like they're bad folks when they first check in. Because that really affected me in my opinion of what was going on there. I mean, the rest of the place, the plant thing, the botanical garden or whatever the hell it is, it's gorgeous, and the chocolate thing is good, and it's a great location. We went roaming around from there, and it was great. But they're competing against, like I said, the Wynns and the Encores and the Palazzos and the Venetian, and those guys are not screwing this up, in my opinion. They've got better rooms, in my opinion, for about the same price. So I would say, if you're gonna do it, do it right.
Well, the good thing about the Bellagio is it is center strip. So that's the biggest advantage right there.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling kind of thirsty.
You need a cocktail?
I think I need a cocktail. All right, it's time for Have a Drink on Me. This is the part where you, the greatest audience of all time, gets to have me buy you a drink. What? You got to be kidding. That's not even possible. Yeah, it is possible because we love you. Here's how it works. What you're going to do is you're going to send an email to Have a Drink. Oh, would you look at this? If I don't quit that up, I'm gonna have
say, what
a
am I looking
attack
at over there? Black screen, Scott's back. I'm more operator error. This is what happens when you take
it's the first time
off.
I'm trying to do it all. I can't do it. I can't stand the pressure.
He needs a third arm.
I do. You can send an email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com if you have the answer to these questions. Now, of course, we didn't have one from last week. for no particular reason, but what are we going to do?
Last week was 2013.
It was October. It was about 15 months ago. Yeah, don't judge me, all right? Come on.
You were busy.
I was busy. But so what happens for Have a Drink? We're going to put up a picture of a bar that I was at, and then you get to guess. You're going to send again that email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. We're going to take all of your emails. We're going to put them in some sort of thing. And then Brett, next week, will pull out a name, and that person will get one of three things. What? Yes, one of three things. First, they can have a drink on me. Yep. If you're a local or you're a tourist and you're coming in, you let me know. I will go to the bar of your choice, and I will buy you a drink. what? That never happens in Vegas. It does with us. Or if you prefer, you know, the lovely tunes of Scott Whitney, you can get one of these CDs, Good Jazzathon. Here, let me put you over here so you can see a little bit better. There it is. Boom. Good Jazzathon, which is a Latin jazz kind of thing that you're listening to right now. If you like the Christmas music, who doesn't? You got Christmas Acoustic 2 or Christmas Acoustic 1. You can have any of those CDs as well. Or what a special thing, because we know somebody who knows somebody. We've also got a pair of tickets to the Las Vegas Beer and Music Festival, which is happening on, what is it, April 3rd at SLS, also referred to as the Rockstar Beer Festival.
Because who named that hotel?
White.
I mean, anybody with a lisp is not a fan of the SLS Hotel in Las Vegas. That's all I'm saying. You think Mike Tyson could talk about the SLS?
Excellent, because if Mike's listening now, he's going to kick your ass.
Hey, I saw Mike Tyson once driving down. He wasn't driving. He was in his Bentley. He had a Tiger with him. No, it was Hangover. I'm sorry.
Tiger Woods?
No. Yeah.
What?
Driving down Desert Inn around Buffalo. Now, he lives next to what was the Shenandoah Ranch where Wayne Newton lived.
Oh, he lives there.
Off of the road, Eastern. Tamiyasu. At Eastern and Pecos.
I thought it was... Okay.
Yeah, right. Tamiyasu.
Okay.
If you look at that, if you Google Tamiyasu and look at the map, you'll see Shenandoah, which is Wayne Newton's ranch.
Yeah.
In the corner of what? Eastern and Sunset.
Eastern and Sunset,
is where it is.
Yep. Okay. Good talk. Okay. So you can win those tickets to this beer festival. They're not sure if it's the Las Vegas Beer and Music Festival or the Rockstar Beer Festival. There's a slight branding issue there. But I will be there. Melissa and I are going to be there for sure. I suppose you and the wife will probably be there.
Kathy.
Yeah. Thanks. That was fucked up. Hey, by the way, are your kids watching this?
I hope not.
Yeah, me too. Is Kathy watching?
I'm not sure. I talked to her for a second.
You didn't invite her because you're smart.
This is about, well, she's a teacher. She gets up at the crack of dawn, and usually about this time she starts to fade. I'll be honest. She starts to fade. What time is it? About 8:45, 9 o'clock? Yeah, she's like starting to fade by now.
Yeah, we're going to make Deander, no problem, by the way.
Yeah.
Wink, okay, here we go. All right, so here it is. Let's get to our Have a Drink on Me bar. As I will show you a picture, and then I'll give you three hints, and then Brett will critique my three hints. Here is the bar.
Looks like every bar in Las Vegas.
Oh, but it doesn't.
But it does.
There is a very big difference there. Okay, so what is this place? I'll put it up again. All right, so here's hint number one. The property in which this bar lives...
It's not Davy's Locker.
Is, which is a bar.
It is.
So that... I'll bring it back up again. The property with which this...
3D video screens above.
Yes, it does give it away. Okay, thank you, Ted. It does. Listen, here, I'm trying...
He'd have to be there,
though. I'm easing everybody back in. Brett looked at that. He's like, no one's... No, actually, he looked at our outline.
I still don't know what it is.
Nobody doesn't know what it is. Oh, well, have you ever been to this property?
No.
Well, there you go.
But this property is... I have hangnails over this property. But
the hints will give this away. Okay, so this property was the property that I first saw the amazing Jonathan in.
Okay.
Next property, or next hint, it's on the east side of Las Vegas.
Right.
And the third hint is if you apparently have a lisp, that the property would be hard for you to say.
It's not the double down, Mr. Buckeye.
Okay.
It's not. I love that. Shut up and drink.
Double down. Get so some again. Ass juice. If you think you know what it is, you're going to send your email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com.
It's because of the champagne room.
Oh, that's a great place.
On Maryland Parkway.
We've been there.
Love it.
I've been there many times. All right.
The bathroom is bigger than the champagne room.
Okay, again, so here it is. That's the place you want to guess. This is where you want to send the email.
I know where you saw the amazing Jonathan, but it's not the same place.
It's not the same property.
Exactly.
It's the same location.
But why would that location or this... Was it called the same name at the previous property?
No, that's why the hint is so very tricky. I bet you Ted knows, because Ted's a pimp, baby. All right, let's take us what we would call a much-needed break. Get ready for your donut.
My donut?
It's coming out.
Oh, the donut.
The donut's coming out.
Already.
That's a...
I like the cinnamon twist.
The donut is a broadcast term. Now, I didn't know what a donut was until about an hour and a half ago when Brett told me what a donut was. So we're going to do a donut now.
The amazing Jonathan has a terminal illness.
I did not know that. He's in very, very bad health. You didn't know that?
I did not know that, no.
He's a congenital heart problem. I worked with him a couple years ago.
He was a proud sponsor on the radio shopping show.
Was he really?
Yeah, absolutely.
He, you know... God, he's a really, it's a really sad deal. When I was a kid, he was my favorite stand-up kind of guy. He did some things that I still do to this day. The straw up the nose, out the mouth, in the ear, out the mouth. That's his. I used to do that all the time. You take a water bottle, a plastic water bottle, put it behind your neck and then squish it and turn it, that sound, that's his joke. I do that all the time.
Really?
Yeah. No, when we moved to Vegas, I had to see the amazing Jonathan at this particular property, probably close to Sahara and the Las Vegas Boulevard, hard to say.
You just said it.
I didn't really say anything really important. Okay. But I didn't name the bar, which is important. You have to know the name of the bar, not the property. Okay. When I started work with him, he looked a little, you know, kind of rough around the edges, and he's a big partier. He drank a lot and did a lot of drugs and all, and he'd be the first to tell you. But he's got a congenital heart problem. And he did this speaking thing downtown where he basically said, I've got less than a year to live. And this is about 6 months ago. And he was just in the hospital. Probably 3 months ago or so, he had to have a part of his toe amputated because his heart's not pumping as efficiently as anymore.
He's not a qualified candidate for a transplant?
You know, I don't know if that's... that's never come up. I don't know if that's the deal or not. Yeah. But so he's not in a good place, which is a shame because, he was part of what I thought what made Vegas... just awesome.
I
couldn't wait to see him. Of course, I discovered the whole thing. You better tip the guy if you want to get a good chair, which pissed me off because I just moved to Vegas. I'm like, right. Yeah, I bought VIP tickets. There's regular tickets and VIP tickets. So I'm in the VIP line to go see Amazing Jonathan. And I'm like, wow, this is going to be a great season. So I watch a guy in the piss poor line, give the guy a 20. I watch where they sit him. I'm the VIP guy. They sit me behind this fucking guy. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. What happened? And that's when I learned.
The $20 trick.
It's a $20 trick. Yes. All right. So there you have it. All right. Let's take a break. You ready for your donut?
I'm ready.
I will be ready.
No idea what I'm going to say.
Here we go. This should be fun.
Walk with me. Talk with me. Taste the best restaurant
in Vegas
with me. When walking with the walking gourmet for sure. A food-tasting tour that you're sure to adore when you're walking with the walking gourmet.
This is no pansy food tour. We're not giving you nauseous. We're giving you plates of food and alcohol.
Walking with the walking gourmet.
Walking never tasted so good.
Yeah. That is my other business, by the way.
That was awesome.
One of several. Now,
did anybody hate that? Nobody hated it. They loved it.
One of my partners, who is an attorney in town,
it's a big
is
hit
also
for you, right?
A fabulous, fabulous piano player. He played in several shows on the Strip. He did piano for Larry King and his show and some other shows when Larry King was over at the Mirage like a year or so ago. He did a show with him and playing the piano, and also, I'm trying to think where the other place was.
Is he part of this?
He's one of my partners.
Oh,
and I've known him forever, and he's a New Yorker.
Ah.
Got the same last name as the former mayor, who kind of took out our president a couple of weeks ago. Well, not that way, but verbally assassinated him. How about that? Anyway,
that would be the first.
Mr. Giuliani. Anyway. Good buddy and a terrific musician. Got a monster.
What's your Yelp rating? Yelp rating?
Four Boom. Stars. Four stars, mofo.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
You're always going to have people that hate you no matter what. Yeah. Can't please everybody all the time, right? The difference of our tour versus other food tours. If you've gone on a food tour before, and this kind of concept happened for us back in 2011. My wife and I went to Seattle. And a friend of said, you got to go do the food tour in Seattle. I said, all right, let's go do the food tour. So we got a couple of tickets, and it was October, and of course it was Seattle, and guess what? It was raining. And it was also the same time as what? All the Occupy crap was going on, right? Oh, yeah. So you got all the stoners laying around in the middle of Seattle, and they're occupying, what were they occupying? They're occupying Starbucks. Right. That's what they're occupying. It's like, I'm trying to get a coffee over here. I guess we'll go to Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf instead. Anyway, so we went on a food tour, and we walked around parts of Seattle, and we got like a little bit of food here, and we're standing on the sidewalk right. of a pizza place, and they gave right. us a piece of pizza the size of a frickin' business card. Right. So thanks a lot for the pizza. So you got a thimble of beer, and you got a little piece of cheese that a frickin' mouse would go, really? Are you kidding me?
Right.
That's all I'm getting?
You're kidding me.
And then we went through the tour. My wife says to me, why aren't we doing this? I go, we are doing this. We're doing the tour. No, why aren't we doing this in Vegas?
Right.
And I go, that's kind of intriguing. Well, there's probably 8,000 reasons why. I have a radio station. I'm a little busy with that. I'm a cancer patient. There's another reason why I'm probably not doing this. But
let me just stop for a second about that. You kicked the shit out of cancer.
I'm trying to kick it on a daily basis.
I fucking think
I try not to get overconfident about it because I am a stage 4 cancer patient.
Mm.
So there is a sense of you really kind of live your life quarter to quarter because they have a scan every quarter.
Right.
So that's, I mean, we'll talk about that at some other point. So don't get me off on a tangent because I'll just go on forever.
I just think you're one of the most impressive guys. Well, I hope your kids aren't watching because you're a fucking stud.
Thank you very little. I appreciate it. No. So on our plane flight home, I'm thinking about this idea of doing a food tour in Las Vegas. And at the time, there were no other food tours going on. So I started thinking about, boy, look at all the hotels, all the restaurants in all the hotels. And boy, all I need is 20 people a day from the 4,000 people that are in the MGM or the Caesar's Palace right. or wherever to be able to do a tour. And then we made every mistake in the book. And you realize trying to get from one casino to another casino and transport people from casino to casino.
It'd be a pain in the ass.
It's a freaking nightmare. Plus you're trying to get transportation.
Trying to drive down
the strip.
Just want you to know. In the real world, you think I cuss a lot?
Just in case my mom's watching.
But all of a sudden, I got a choir boy here. Oh, right. Man.
So it's a fucking nightmare to get people up and down the strip, okay? You can't do it. So we tried the transportation part. And then we ended up going, nah, screw that. Let's just make it. We're a walking tour. So we're walking from, we had this lady, must have been 280 pounds, on the tour. It's July, and we're going from the Palazzo across the street to the Mirage. And I didn't think she was going to make it.
Mm.
We're going to lose her on the strip. We're going to lose her. She's going down. And this is in the call. Exactly. I'm thinking, well, this isn't working. This is not the way we're going to be able to do this tour. So it ends up now we do the tour. We're inside all the time at one hotel
right.
or an adjacent hotel
right.
along with it.
Right.
So we do a tour at Mandalay Bay on Thursdays, Mandalay Bay, Mandalay Place, Luxor. Right. So you're walking. There's plenty of walking inside the casinos. And then we do it at the Palazzo and the Venetian on Fridays and Saturdays. And great restaurants, great restaurant partners, wonderful places. So if you're looking for some cool places to come and eat in town, I can give you some great ideas that I love.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. So I would say that this segment is brought to you by
The Walking Gourmet.
No, I wasn't actually going to think that. I was going to be LASIK in Nevada, but okay, if you want it to be yours. All right, geez. Okay.
Did Dr. Rothman give you a sponsorship?
No, I'll be talking to him manana.
Indeed.
Good. Okay.
Ouch. The Walking Gourmet is a food tour. Go to thewalkinggourmet.com and you'll
see. Okay,
I'm answering the people on the chat. Because Jackpot is yelling at me. Jet's being wholly ignored.
Oh, do they do it by the hotel? Yes, Jackie, they do it by the hotel. Remember, he told a really compelling story about 3 minutes ago where he tried to go from hotel to hotel and it almost killed a fat lady. So
apparently not that compelling, Ted.
Right. So now what he's saying is we try to stay in one hotel. Let's call it the Venetian. So they go to table 10, maybe, and they go to...
That's at the Palazzo.
Palazzo.
Which is an Emeril Lagasse restaurant.
There you go. Okay, so now we're in leaving Las Vegas. I believe you're leading this.
Oh, we are leaving Las Vegas. I didn't realize we were moving down the line. There was a cool article that I saw. I told you I wasn't following along on the old chat thing. You told me it was okay. The over-under is 6 minutes away. Anyway, just in case you had the under.
Just so you know, as a practice, we're usually over.
Okay, there you go. So next week we're going under. But we're going to make the over-under like 4 hours. So we'll be under. Okay, there was a thing being what happens when people leave Las Vegas, meaning they lived in Vegas for a while, they enjoyed the fruits of Las Vegas, all the great places to go. And we talked about this a little bit earlier, parking. Oh, yeah. 2 weeks ago, I was in San Francisco. Okay.
Yep.
The number one thing on this list is when you leave Las Vegas, the first thing you have to do is pay to park.
So let's back up just for a sec. I think this is a great article, and I can't wait to go through this. It really changes your mindset when you live here. I mean, really,
no doubt about it.
I have to. What's weird is when I came here as a tourist, I didn't do a lot of parking, right? I just kind of flew in and do whatever. But you've been here for a couple of years. You think this is the way all cities should be run,
right?
Right? So parking.
When they talk about New York City being a 24-hour town, no, it's not. It's not even close.
Yeah, right. It's 2 o'clock.
Vegas is a 24-hour town.
And it really is.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about it. Because you realize when you leave Las Vegas, so awesome. Nothing is open 24 hours.
Nothing.
Walgreens, we're open 24 hours. And you knock on the door and they go, well, not in a row. Right? That's what we're talking about. Well, yeah, we're open 24. The donut shop, open 24 hours.
Not in a row.
Not in a row. You know, they say, when's the last time you lived in Las Vegas? Think about this for the folks who live in Las Vegas. When's the last time you heard the word ding, ding, ding? Last call. Never.
That was a dream. I woke up sweating.
You go to St. Louis at 2 o'clock in the morning. You're going, last call.
Call for what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Vegas, at 1 o'clock in the morning, bars open. Open.
Right, right.
You had a drays for after hours, right?
It's a rage that starts off. You're early. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Now, when you were in college,
you got another hour to go.
You used to sit around your dorm room and you drink till about 11 or 12 o'clock, and then you go, what are you guys doing tonight? We're getting ready to go to the party.
Right.
At like about midnight.
That's right. That's okay. Right. That's right.
You're in Boise, Idaho. You're going, well, the town rolled up and closed at 7 p.m. Dinner.
Really,
oh, my gosh.
It.
Hey, we had a late dinner at 9 o'clock.
That's so right.
It's also
parking.
Parking was the other one. You realize you have to pay to park. I'm in San Francisco 2 weeks ago, and we're staying at the Wharf at a really cool place called the Argonaut. If you ever go there, it's in the Wharf. Really neat hotel. They got some great deals. It's a Kimpton Hotel. Nice property. $51 to park your car.
At the
$51
hotel.
$51 to park your car. The room was $120.
I don't think I've ever been to a hotel outside of Las Vegas that doesn't charge you to park. We were just somewhere. Melissa, maybe, I don't know if you remember, we were just somewhere where we had to pay to park. And I kept thinking, let Steve win. We'll put blinders on him. We'll get him a walker. Just get him in there and tell these people, stop charging for parking, for fuck's sake. You know what? We're already paying you $200 to be there.
We're paying off their politicians. That's what we're doing. We're paying off their bad political policies by paying to park.
Right.
$51.
So number one, parking. Number two.
Now, well, number two, we talked about, which is, we just mentioned.
Oh, yeah, that's 24-hour thing.
It's a 24-hour town, and that's very, very important.
Have you ever...
You want a steak at 3 a.m., you want breakfast at 3 a.m., you want steak and eggs, you got them both at 24 hours a day. You want...
What do you make of that coming out of there?
I think it has a yeast infection.
Are you suffering from a yeast infection?
Vagisil.
Vegabeer. We'll help you get rid of that white foamy stuff from the top. And if you order today, you get a free, hold on, earring.
Yes, you get the little
right,
thing.
Okay.
So anyway, we talked about last call. We talked about 24-hour town.
Last call.
I mean, everywhere else, it's last call. In Vegas, you drink whenever you want to drink.
I'll be honest.
What time of the day is.
Have you ever drank somewhere at 4 o'clock in the morning? In Vegas.
Sure.
Five?
Yeah. I can tell you six. Well,
five where?
We were at the Santa Fe back in the day. I used to play hockey. And on Sunday nights, and every Sunday night we'd play late. We'd be done at like 11 o'clock at night. We'd start playing, hang out at the bar a little bit afterwards at the Santa Fe, and we'd drink and play craps and play video poker. And I could tell you a great story about one of my great gambling nights at the Santa Fe, when my twin boys, who are now 17, were just born, And my wife called me at midnight to check on me, called me at 4 o'clock in the morning to check on me, and called me at 6 to say, where the hell are you?
Because they're about to be bornded, or they were bornded?
They were already bornded.
Okay.
She was up with them feeding.
She's like,
at you're midnight, at 4, at 6. Okay. And I had to be on the radio at 7.
All right, right.
I rolled into the house at about 6:30. And I had to be on the radio. And I remember, I'll never forget, I had a great night. I was winning money. That was why we never left and went home.
Right.
And she was very furious with me. And all I remember that morning before I went to go get on the radio was I was shaving, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm shaving, and I'm saying, I'm not afraid of you.
So, wait.
Because she was furious at me.
Well, she's only as big as a minute.
She's a 5 foot tall Italian. You don't mess Italians, with 5 foot tall Italians.
We know what? Melissa and I have been watching this thing, American Mafia.
Right.
And she's probably not going to be like, Kathy's probably not going to like this story.
Sorry, Kathy.
I'm so happy I didn't grow up in New York.
Because?
Well, I'd have been a hitman.
You would be?
Oh, sure.
I'd
have been a hitman, which is both the nickname for me, but also because I'd be a hitman. No, I'd been pissing myself every time I see one of these guys walking down the street and going, hey.
Melissa's saying, no, you wouldn't. You don't like blood, you big pansy.
What are you talking about? I'm not the one who said I had to have stitches. You're the one that said I had to have stitches, Melissa. God, I get no respect here.
No respect.
Okay, where are we at?
You get tripped up by last call. The other one kind of rolls in. Like after 10 o'clock at night, you realize there's not much going on. And they have little stories about this. When folks move to town, they realize all the stores really are kind of open 24/7. In New York, everything closed by 9, that kind of stuff. And wherever you live, and that's kind of the other thing. Number five.
But wait, you know what? It's not just like bars or stuff. It's like the CVS.
Right.
They're open all the time.
By the way, CVS, the store in America that sells the most condoms.
CVS.
Las Vegas Strip at Monte Carlo.
Really?
Second most, South Beach, Miami. And they're not selling them for heterosexual sex. It's the other side. I'm serious. Why do I know these things?
Do you know these things?
I have a brother who used to work for CVS.
Really?
Loss prevention district manager. He's told me. Two biggest stores in the country that sell the most condoms.
If I could,
South Beach and Las Vegas Boulevard.
I want to just provide a little something.
Yeah.
If you're having a hard time sleeping, you should go to CVS as well. They have these little tabs that you put in your mouth and they melt, and they're called, we call them sleepy time. Melissa, what do they call them? They're the best, and you can only get them at CVS. And back to Brett.
Scott is the only person in the house who uses Band-Aids, by the way, Melissa says.
The hell does that mean?
I don't know. There's a great product called Wound Be Gone. I'll have to bring it to you. And it'll take
I literally took a chunk. Look, I'm
Mike
trying to
says
be a,
they're called roofies.
I'm trying to be a... Who said that?
Mikey.
Oh, I'm going to have to ban Mike. Good Lord. I literally had a chunk. I had like a dime-sized flap. It was like LASIK, but on my finger. And did you see me cry?
No, you're tough.
I was tough. Melissa's like,
you went outside.
Hold a car. She's like, well, hold on, let's call the ambulance. Wait, God, I got to stop doing that goddamn gun sound.
Everybody's being shot.
It's been a while. Have I told you that people listen to this show, you know, the audio version in their car, and I hit the alarm.
The ambulance,
and they're like, what the fuck?
The ambulance.
What's happening? No.
All right.
Just so you know, watch this.
I think we've hit the over. I just want you to know.
Yeah.
And I'm only at number five. You realize number five.
I love that.
Okay. Most of the first ones are, you know, parking, 24-hour town.
That's the hip stuff.
Tripped up by last call.
Hip stuff.
After 10 o'clock, there's not much going on.
Right.
This is what happens when you leave Las Vegas. You realize humidity is nothing to fuck with. All right. First and foremost, it's gross.
Man.
I'll never forget. First of all, I grew up in St. Louis, where it's 90 degrees or 90 to 95 in August and 90 to 100% humidity every day.
It's horrible.
You get out of the shower and you never dry off. You just walk around like this.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's just horrible.
It's horrible.
Right? And people say, yes, it's a dry heat.
That's why White Castle was there, because it's so horrible they're trying to poison people.
I was there last night.
I know you were. What I'm doing there is giving you a little...
That was my first trip. in there.
Well, that was your first time?
That was, yeah, the first time. I was right down the street, and I'm going, I have to go do it. Right. We'll talk about it next week or something.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know, the thing about Vegas, and when I tell people, oh, I can't, it's so hot. It's, and, you know, of course, the standard joke, it's not the heat, it's the humidity, but it's a dry heat.
Right, and so is an oven, by the way.
It's a dry heat. Well, here's what I say. If you want to know what it's like in the summer in Las Vegas, when it literally can be up to 120 degrees, right, and you're not living here, right, just go drive about 300 miles, open up the hood of your car, leave the car running, and put your head next to the fan.
It's true.
That's what it feels like, because it's always windy.
Yep.
It's actually windier in Las Vegas than it is in Chicago. It really is. We have more wind here than we do in Chicago.
Why is Chicago called the Windy City?
Lots of gas. The Polish folks just fart like crazy. I have no idea why. I don't know.
It's because the politicians are windy.
Oh, there you go.
That's why.
Probably true.
That's true. Okay. It's probably true.
It is true. I remember the great comedian who passed away, Richard Jenny, who passed away, one of my favorite comedians.
He was very funny.
Yeah, he had a great line where he talked about people in New York going, you know, I'm enjoying the, you know, the crime and the poverty and the cold, but it's not quite cold enough. Let's move west. And that's how they founded Chicago. Because they should, let's go there. I'm enjoying the crime and the poverty, but let's move west. So, okay, so there you go. The other thing is, forget the humidity for a second. Moving on. Number six. Everybody thinks they know everything about your hometown.
So
when they come to Vegas, oh, I know everything about Vegas. No, you don't.
No,
you don't.
From my perspective,
everybody works in the casino. Oh, are you a valet? Are you a cocktail waitress? Are you a stripper? Right. No, I'm an insurance agent.
So this is the one that I thought, I'm not sure that I completely agree with the concept in that every time, I wonder, did they get this a little later? Every time I tell somebody I'm in Vegas, they're like, oh.
That's the name.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, okay. Well,
thanks a lot. That's nice.
That's called stepping on the punch.
It is interesting, though. I mean, when you first walk into Vegas, if you've never been here before, and you get off the plane, and you walk off, and literally within five steps, you're surrounded by slot machines and video poker machines. It's a little interesting. When the first time you go grocery shopping and you're looking at a lady with a cart full of groceries and her ice cream melting while she's playing video poker, you must be in Vegas, right? I'll never forget that. I'm like, lady, your vanilla ice cream's all over the floor. I got four-door Royal. Come on, Jack of Spades. You're sorry, ma'am. You're just one jack off. So, bad joke. But...
Oh, I've been one jack off.
You got that.
Right? Oh, I need an applause.
Oh. Scott just got it.
There you go. Thank you very much. Oh, so Brett's kind of mean when he has a drink.
Yeah. Okay, so then the other one you were mentioning is you get that when people say, oh, you're on a plane. Where are you from? Oh, I live in Las Vegas. Actually, for me, it's...
I play that.
You get on a plane from anywhere in the country and you're flying to Las Vegas.
I love that.
95% of the people are going to party.
Right.
And you go, I live in Las Vegas. Oh, what's it like to live in Las Vegas? Oh,
do you get that? I get the opposite. I get people like, oh man, what should we do? Yeah. I'm like, well,
you get some of that.
I'd recommend you go to the VegasRadioNetwork.com website or check out KSHP for a good deal. Or no, I really get people who are really super
interested. I love it when
they
try to identify the hotels and they get it all wrong.
Oh, that happens all the time. But fuck, I get it all the time.
What casino is that? Oh, that's the Sunset Station.
No.
Oh, dude, that's the Strip.
Come down, Flamingo. Which are the two casinos? I don't remember. I'll figure it out. It's like Caesar and...
Romero.
Brutus. Fuck, I don't know. I'll get there. We'll figure it out. Relax. Next.
Next, you get that... Like, we were talking about that crazy look in your eye. You get looked at like you're crazy by a cashier at least once because you used to being able to find everything in the store all of the time.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't even know what that means myself. You mean I can't buy, like in Pennsylvania, they say, look, in Pennsylvania, you can't buy beer and wine together in the same store. Mm. Beer's at one store, wine's at another store, for example. So there's some old law.
Have you ever been in a dry
town? In Vegas, though, you buy beer, liquor, guns, condoms, they're all right there in the same spot. You know,
and that's called...
It's at Walmart.
That's a bachelor party.
Yeah, exactly.
I was at that bachelor party. I danced at that bachelor party.
Yeah.
And that's what caused that.
Yeah. The next one is you're completely caught off guard by the weather at some point when you leave Las Vegas.
Melissa and I are already beginning to complain about this weather.
In Vegas?
Yeah, because you know why?
It's going to be like 80 degrees tomorrow. What are you complaining about?
Tomorrow? What was it in December, Brett?
I can't remember what I had for lunch today. You're asking me what the weather was in December?
These are not the hard questions. was there snow in Vegas this year?
There was one. That was like 3 weeks ago.
Has it ever happened before?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. When we signed up, didn't sign up for the snow.
So it's Al Gore's fault?
Of course it is, because it's an inconvenient truth.
Don't believe it. It happened on the internet. Al invented the internet, too.
And just to remind you about that comment, Brett is a golf fanatic whose wings are on the right.
His wings are on the right. You know, the first time I was in Vegas and it snowed, I was at a fight. Not in a fight. I was at the fights at the Orleans.
How'd it go for you?
Which was the first casino that
did
opened,
by the way. Did you
think
I'm on
Typhon? I did pretty well. We stayed at the SLS. And it was the night it snowed in Las Vegas. It was also the night that Princess Diana died. So I'll never forget that, because the two coordinated with each other. I remember going, hey, it's snowing. I'm texting my wife, it's snowing. She goes, Princess Diana died.
Hold on, what? Melissa, I have to stop. Melissa asked me, Scott, what is our pool time? I don't know what you mean by that.
What is that?
I want to know what that means, but I don't know what it means. All right, we'll keep on going. You tell me what that pool time thing means.
All right.
I'll answer it.
That's the weather one. Number 10.
Oh, temp. Fuck, the pool temperature right now is like...
Currently?
Yeah, it's like...
It's like 60 degrees.
40.
It's not that low.
It's those ice cubes.
Yeah, we're ice skating in Vegas.
You know, we moved. You know, we did a lot of... Well, we'll talk about that maybe later if we got time. Yeah. All right.
And obviously the last question is, how many celebrities have you met?
Well, I had dinner with Mike Tyson. You?
I saw Mike Tyson driving down the road. Actually, I was standing I was in the Bellagio one night waiting to go into the sushi bar restaurant, and there was a big group of people around, and it was about 2:00 in the morning. I was with a group of buddies during March Madness, which is coming up next week in Vegas, and we're all kind of sitting around looking at this beautiful woman trying to figure out who in the hell she was, and she got like 20 people around her. Then after she left, of course, we realized it was Jessica Biel.
Oh, she's kind of pretty.
Just a little bit.
Is she married to that Justin Timberlake kid?
I'm not sure if they're... Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
I don't follow that kind of stuff.
Let me ask you a question. There's this concept of the list.
Right.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where you have an agreement with Kathy that if you meet a celebrity, allowed to have sex with them.
Correct.
Who's on your list?
Well, hers is Sting. Because when she heard that Sting could have sex for several hours, I was out of the picture. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Mine at the time was I can't lie to you. I grew up in the 70s, and it was always Penny from Good Times. It was Janet Jackson. It was Janet Jackson.
You know what I just did?
Not so much now because I haven't seen her in a long time.
I can't believe you said that. I have the Spotify.
Yeah,
it was my birthday present.
Cool.
And I was like, you know what? I got to get a little bit of Miss Nasty.
Yeah.
I'm Jackson. Miss Nasty, sure. If you know. And I'm, you know what? That album's okay. So you have Miss Nasty. Anybody else?
No, that was it. That was pretty much it.
What?
I take a little Selma Hayek once in a while. I have
to. Oh, hey, Buenos Dias. Yeah, okay. And Justin, I'm sorry, who's for Kathy?
Sting.
Sting. You know who's on my
list? Gordon Sumner, in case you don't know who Sting is.
No, I know who. Got a non-musician fucking telling me who I was. Oh my God.
You are very artistic. And I appreciate it about you. When it comes
I'm working on a new version of Have a Drink on Me so I don't get fucking sued.
Well, when it comes to being artistic, I'm the exact opposite. I am autistic.
My list, Mila Kunis.
Mila? She's a little young for you, isn't she?
You know what? That's what Melissa said.
She's like 21. Come on.
No. Wait a minute.
I'm with Melissa.
She's an old soul.
With a young, you know what? Yeah.
Okay. That's not right. You can't be giving me that crap. God damn it. I'm sorry.
Melissa loves me.
Oh my God. Look at Melissa's like, yes, perv. I'm not a perv. Here's why I like her.
She's about 8-9 years younger than your
Shut
own
daughters. God. Well, who are you people? Oh, it's so unfair.
Thank you very much.
What was that movie where she was in Hawaii with the
Sarah
big tall
Marshall
guy?
Thing, yeah, with Forget Sarah Marshall or something, or Forgetting
that
Michelle
did
Marshall.
It for me.
Wasn't that it? That was the movie, right?
That was it.
She's very pretty. There's no doubt about it. You know, she was kind of funny.
Why is there? Why is there an
kind of funny in Ted?
She was. Yes. Yeah. Why is there an age thing? Why can't I have? Don't judge. Don't judge.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying, what about somebody a little more closer to our age?
Okay. My other one is...
how about somebody you fantasized about for 20 years, not somebody for 20 minutes?
That's hurtful. excuse me. Just give me a second.
Melissa said daughters.
For fuck's sake. Hey, if you're looking to be the new co-host of the Vegas Belina's Video Network, living in...
She's 31, by the way.
Who? 31 is not bad.
She looks like she's 18.
31 is good.
31's fine. Yeah.
Look, here's what I love about... All right, so wait. Here's what I love about the live chat. You guys are awesome. They're like, oh, no, we're going to help Scott. Now, you're actually... We're trying to poison me. I know you people. You're all really, really negative.
She does, too, look like she's 18, Jeff.
But you guys went out, looked it up, and said, he's 31. She's 31. I'm 20... I'm 30... 40-something.
Yeah, reverse of four.
It's a rounding error. What are you going to do? She's okay. That Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
She's on my list.
She is?
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't quite do it for me from the standpoint of,
she's crazy as a loon.
Well, that, and she doesn't look very good without makeup. I'm more of into it.
Seen her?
I like the natural beauty part of it a little bit more.
Which explains why you're here with me today. I think she's pretty, and I think I had somebody else.
I'm not saying she's not. Kick her out of bed for
that chick, the
crackers.
Who's the gal who was in that thing with the... Oh, I don't
remember. Melissa says Jennifer's on her list, too.
By the way,
now is the turn.
That's the first time she's ever said that. And you want to make the Vegas Video Network a huge hit? Bam.
Yeah, bingo. Way to go, Melissa.
There's a gal.
She's the funny one.
There's a gal who did that. The Raider, not the Raiders of the Lost Ark, but the thing with the Brandon guy, and there were Sphinx, the dark hair girl. She won an Oscar. Good talk. Okay. What else do you want to talk about? Anything? We're about ready. I got a couple more notes.
I think I just made Melissa's list, by the way.
Oh, that's some shit. What? Rachel Weiss?
Jackpot. There you go. See, I never heard of her.
Jackie, really?
I have to Google her now.
She's a hot monkey right there.
All right. I'm Googling.
Oh, wait. Do you see Jackpot there? Jackie? Oh, she's a long time.
She's been in the UK, by the way.
Who?
Rachel. Yeah, I know.
How many countries are in this damn country? Four. Okay.
Jackie is eventually wants your job.
Jackie wants my job?
You see her down there?
She said fire bread already?
No, she said that when we had dinner last night.
Oh, okay.
But don't be threatened by her. She lives a good life right now. You know what she's doing right now?
What's that?
She's at spring training with the
she's doctors. Telling me to move.
Move, right. Oh, like a Jackie's like, he's never heard of me? That's harsh. Right. So apparently I'm not doing my job. Yeah. You guys want to talk about my studio? Fuck it. Let's not do that. I can show you some pictures of how we built the studio. Do you guys care? If not, we won't do that. If you want to talk about the high roller, we should talk about that because that's fascinating. And are you ready for your what's happening this week thing coming up? You said you were.
My thing?
What's happening this week, cool Brett? I'm ready. Should be fun.
Oh, I was just talking about the show in general. But
what? We're not ready yet. Don't start.
Oh, okay.
How are we doing on time? Oh, we're only 15 minutes over. Shit, we're doing well. let's talk about, have you ever been on the high roller?
I have not. I've walked underneath it.
What do you think of the high roller?
I think it's kind of interesting, but at the same time, they're running pretty, they're not running near capacity. They're not too happy with their projections.
Even close.
Well, it's kind of like the monorail. Everybody's going to take the monorail. No, they're not, because they don't. Vegas is, we like valets.
The monorail, the problem with the monorail is completely associated with the fact that they're not going to the airport.
Right. We have a monorail that does not go to the airport or downtown.
All right, that's a problem. Well, the downtown part.
Let it go all over the place.
Downtown's okay.
But you have to be able to go.
So why didn't
you have to go to the airport.
Why didn't it go to the airport? Because this is easy.
They ran out of money? I don't know why. Because the casinos don't care?
Nope.
Why? Tell me why.
Taxis.
Taxis. Yeah.
Yeah, the taxi mafia.
No, that's true.
Uber was here.
I was going to say
for
Uber.
It's
gone already, huh? Is it gone already?
Oh, yeah, it was gone. Oh, so they came. They showed up and were like, well, this is the greatest thing ever.
Right.
Because we've done, Uber in San Francisco. Melissa uses them a lot. We did it in Boston. In Boston, you know, it was amazing for us. Uber is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
San Diego. So they came here. I'm like, I can't wait. Here we go. And they were here for about, what's that sound? Tick, tick. That was it. Right. And then there was some sort of thing that said, nope, you can't do it. We have to have a meeting about it. All right, we'll have a meeting. Right. They had a meeting. They said, okay, go ahead and do it. Go. Stop. It was literally that long.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, Zig, you know, Ted's guy, was an Uber driver.
Yes, he was. I met Zig.
It was awesome. It was really cool. Mm-hmm. Now, this was not Uber Black. It was an Uber. It was an Uber... What's it called? The low end Uber? I forget what it's called, but it was still Uber. It was still the idea of, hey, I don't have, if I'm Mike Tyson and I don't want to drive home drunk, I can call. Yeah, Mike's probably not going to call Uber.
No, he's got a Rolls waiting.
But there's some dumbass who got pulled over in somewhere who should have called Uber. Anyways, so it was great, and then they're gone. So
that's the thing about Vegas. I mean, think about this for folks who live in Vegas. Think about this, and for folks who don't, you might not understand this. Tell me the last time you saw a taxi cab in the regular part of Las Vegas.
Well, and that's a big argument,
never,
right? Well, that's the argument,
never.
Right?
They're because at the Strip. They're at the airport. That's the only place you ever see taxis.
And what's that called? It's called redlining in the taxi world, right? The redlining basically is, if you're a taxi guy, where are you going to be? Do you want to go to Summerlin? Do you want to go to Aliante? You want to go to Henderson?
Right.
Hell no. What you want to do is you want to stay on the Strip. And you want to get in the MGM line. You want to take that guy because there's a big fight. I'm going to take you to the Bellagio. I'm going to get in the Bellagio line. And then I'm going to take that guy over to the Monte Carlo. And I'm going to... They don't want to go out. You know, they don't want to go anywhere else. And that's a real problem for those of us who live in Las Vegas and we don't live at, you know, Vidara or wherever the hell it is.
Right.
So Uber comes in. Uber's pretty groovy. It sounds pretty good. And so I actually kind of know some guys in the taxi world, they are not to be towed.
Well, I know several friends who are drivers for casinos, number one, MGM, and also at...
You mean like...
Like limo drivers.
Yeah.
One's at the MGM. The other one drives a $350,000Bentley for the win.
Really?
Yeah, he drives it into Jersey Mike's Subs and gets sandwiches all the time. That's awesome. So I was rolling through Subway today in my $350,000 Bentley that's owned by the folks over at... the win. But you know, the other thing is, is the advertisement billboards that are on the taxis. Obviously, the most exposure you're going to get is not driving down Desert Inn. You're going to get it when you're dropping down the Strip.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah. But fuck it.
With you. It's ridiculous. Another thing, calling Bell Transportation in town to get somebody to pick you up at the airport.
I know
you
that
don't
guy.
Really have a lot of, I know, you know, Brent's a good guy. His kids go to school with mine.
Is that
Bell Trans?
You know him?
Yeah, I know Brent very well.
Doesn't he go by two letters, something Bell? BJ Bell?
Well, there's a couple of Bells, probably. So.
I know the guy who owns
BB.
It. Oh, really?
I don't know.
It's a small world.
That's the thing about Vegas. That's the other thing I'd add to the list.
Oh,
Vegas
it's the smallest town.
It really is.
Yeah. Oh.
Very small town.
And there are more for 3 million crazy people. Entrepreneurs... in Las Vegas.
Sound effects provided by Brett.
I'll do it again.
Oh, you were a little late there.
A little rushed.
Yeah.
No, okay. I have met some of the craziest idiots ever. I got scammed here in Las Vegas.
Who doesn't?
Did you get scammed?
I'm sure I did.
You don't even know.
Sometimes you just don't know.
I sued a fucker because he scammed me.
Oh, there you go.
I won.
And he was actually still around? That's the biggest thing. Vegas is the most transient.
There's a difference between winning and collecting.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, so I won like $8,000. He's a fucking ghost, that bastard.
All right.
What else are we doing? Let's go on. Let's move on. Okay, so you did this?
Okay, so what, you know.
Oh, High Roller. Oh, I want to talk about that.
I did.
You've not
that.
Been there. I've not
been
there.
I've been to the area a lot. I like
the
area.
Oh, I think the link's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
It's great. Have you eaten the best chicken? Fried chicken. Do you know where it is?
Brooklyn Bowl.
Oh.
You told me that. That's what they always
do.
Do
you know why? You know why it is?
I think actually, I was going to eat the chicken. I was going to eat the chicken until PETA showed up.
I would give you your own camera. Go.
No, we were there. We're at Brooklyn Bowl. It's a Saturday afternoon, I think, and we're at the Brooklyn Bowl because Scott told me about the chicken.
Right.
We walk in. We're going to sit outside on their second floor kind of patio.
Haven't been there.
kind of cool. Yeah, there's like five people inside the place. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, and of course, the patio's got six tables. Three of them are filled. A couple over here, a couple over there, and the most raunchy smelling homeless dude on the freaking planet drinking a coffee. And the girls sat down and go, no way we're staying here. Let's get the fuck out of here. That guy is just beyond the smell of BO.
So we say, hey, Steve Wynn, get out.
Yeah, there's no... Steve couldn't see us.
Best, okay. Right, he'd be like... We asked Steve to play. Horrible. We invited Steve to play. He's like, am I on? That's fucked up. I shouldn't be doing that. I'm sorry.
It's not Popeye spices, for crying out loud. Sorry. But anyway, it was...
It's not. It's seasoned salt. I'm telling you, it's Lowry's seasoned salt.
You think it's Lowry's seasoned salt?
Have you ever had Lowry's seasoned salt?
Oh, sure.
You know what it is?
The best...
Lowry's seasoned salt's like this. You're like, okay, hold on.
It's addictive.
Hey, you want to have the best pork chops in the world?
Yeah.
Lowry's seasoned salt.
Lowry's?
Okay. Made by who?
Lowry's?
Melissa.
Melissa. Okay. Oh. Hmm. I actually had a mean steak last night. But you know, my favorite seasoning, a couple of them, from a town that has the seasonings. Payman's Mediterranean Cafe. And over on West Sahara near Durango, Payman's. They have a location on the Maryland Parkway as well. And then I love where? Sahara near Durango. On the west side. We're on the west side. Are we in the 117 over here?
No, don't. God, what the fuck?
It's over in the 117. Damn it. I'm proud of my zip code.
Well, that's lovely.
You're not in the 117. I'm in the 117.
The fuck, I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
Oh, he played me like a fiddle.
I was trying to help you out there.
Yeah, you're a bitch.
The 117. I'm not going to tell him what section you're in because that would give it away. But Payman's Mediterranean Cafe. And
Wait. Is that the one? Is that the Greek thing?
Yeah.
Oh, Melissa loves that.
So does my wife.
Wait. Sahara and Buffalo?
Durango. Oh, for the 45th freaking time. How many times I got to say it? Wait,
hold on. Because Melissa likes one and I hate it. Oh, we had this talk.
You and I
said to you, we did. I said, Melissa loves this thing on Charleston and Buffalo.
That was the other one. That was the Yasu Greek
That's
place.
One. Melissa loves the Charleston and Buffalo one.
Okay. This is a more of a sit-down place. That place you're thinking about is more of a takeout or sit-down kind of lunchy kind of place.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. So,
I like Red Robin seasoning, too.
Oh, Red
Robin. I like it.
It's poison.
You don't like Red Robin?
No, I'm just saying it's poison.
It's a damn good one.
It may be good, but it's poison. All right. So let's talk a little bit. How are we doing? Are we close?
Close to what?
Yeah. We've almost made the over.
Okay. We're almost made the over. The over was like a half an hour.
How are you feeling? You're all right? Are you still up? All right, here we go. We're going to do a five-hour show. Stand by, kids. All right. So let's talk about the Red Rover. Red Rover, I want to be the giant... What is that thing called? High roller.
The high roller.
I haven't been on it.
Well, if you're going to go on the high roller, from what I've been told, obviously you want to go at night. Because the lights of Las Vegas, you're able to look at.
Mm.
You know, each of the... Because
the backside of that is shit.
Right, so you want to look at the lights. Right. You know, it's like being at the Foundation Room at Mandalay Bay, which is probably one of the coolest views in town. Actually, a better view from that same place is at the top. It's Mix at the 64th floor. On the other side, it's a much better view.
When was the last time you were there?
Probably a month ago.
Okay, so... I thought it changed since
Mix or
all that. Well, because of Delano.
Yeah, that's on the other side.
I thought but I thought that was
I don't know.
Fooey, I don't even know. I feel sad. I'm sorry. All right, so here's the deal. High Roller. I hear they have a bar in
each
the big
one does.
Circular.
Yeah.
All of them do?
Yeah, each one.
Wow, I'm in. We've got friends coming in from out of town. I'm sure they're going to be watching, or will be watching.
Each one seats like 40 people, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's about a half an hour
that
you go around.
Yep.
And it's $35, and there's a bar inside. But you really don't have that great of a view, from what I've told.
Until you get above the...
Otherwise, you're looking at the back of the old Imperial Palace going, well, this is where the water used to run when it rained in town. All of the west side would flow through the canal on its way out to the frickin' lake, for Christ's sake. Because that's what you're looking at. Oh, there's a homeless... There's Joe, the homeless guy. on the back.
Joe, he owes me money. All right.
Exactly.
So I'd say
Joe's got three bad wheels on his shopping cart.
Okay, so if you're watching anybody who might visit us, we're going to be going there this weekend.
So you're going to review it next week for us.
Don't talk about Joe, the homeless guy.
Yeah, Joe's a good guy.
Who is causing us problems. Okay, let me see where we are in our business here. Okay, I think we're done.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk about what happened in the building of this place.
Well, the other thing you said, what's new? The big thing in Vegas.
Oh, what's new? Holy crap, this is your big thing.
Well, obviously last weekend.
Hold on,
weekend,
I give you
you give me some special music?
Here. It says that Brad does something new and everybody digs it. Brad, everybody digs Brad. Brad, a white guy doesn't have any rhythm. Go, Brad.
No, he has zero. It's zero. As I said, I'm autistic when it comes to being artistic. There's no doubt about that.
Let's not be mad about
this week. Last week in Las Vegas, it was race weekend, right? So we had all the gearheads and the rednecks and all the fun watching people make left turns all weekend. Then we had some of that too. Danica Patrick wrecked.
Did she crash?
She wrecked Jeff Gordon. Made him in his last race. His
what
final
do you
trip
think of?
To Vegas. Oh. He had to start from the back of the pack. I'm not a NASCAR fan. I respect the drivers. Chris Powell, who runs the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, he's a friend of mine. He's an awesome dude, great guy.
Wait. You know who?
His name is Chris Powell. He's the guy in charge of the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
You know, I've never been invited there.
It's a cool place. That's gorgeous. You want to go for some inexpensive fun?
Wait, no, I'm looking to get in because you know the guy who knows the guy.
Oh, he wants to get in. I don't want a guy.
Do you know a guy?
I do know the guy. Who knows the guy?
Can you help a brother out?
Yeah. I like this. Mike Hughes talking about better than the guy I see take a Duke on a building off the 215. That's awesome.
Better
actually,
than the Duke.
I was rolling.
He didn't
this
say
is actually
take
true.
A Duke.
Your place. Yeah, he did. Your old place when you were on Convention Center Drive.
Yes.
I'm recording my video for KSHP.com, by the way.
Hey, and wait. I got a picture of that.
I'm driving, cutting through the back of Convention Center Boulevard. Behind the Peppermill. Look
He's
at that
a good
guy.
Looking man right there.
What the hell am I wearing?
You know, by the way, you know what I was going to put up there? You know, there's the one where you had the Oscars bar when you're like, I really was.
I record these videos every couple of weeks, and Scott takes the worst possible spot to take a picture, freeze frame it, and stick it in the video.
That's not true, is it?
Pretty much true, yeah.
I don't feel like it's true.
That wasn't it. So anyway, I'm driving through the back behind the Peppermill, a Las Vegas legendary restaurant, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I'm driving out the back, and I'm driving, and there's a homeless guy sitting on the curb behind the Peppermill, and as I'm rolling by at about 5 miles an hour, I realize he's got his Johnson out and he's taking a piss.
What?
And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Who is Johnson and what is he? Oh, yes.
On the count of something's wrong with my Johnson.
What the? Oh,
yeah. Right. I'm like, hey, I think I told you about that.
By the way, that would be funny because of all the things that happen in Las Vegas, it doesn't happen elsewhere. There's a lot of those people happening in Las Vegas that does not happen in, say, San Jose, California, or Spokane, or Biloxi.
Or anywhere. Biloxi. Elvis is there. Elvis has been at both places.
Biloxi was on.
What should I? What were we talking about before?
Here's my note. What's happening in Vegas,
okay.
Brett? I'm ready. Should be fun.
Should be.
Go, Brett.
This week, it just happened tonight, the final game of the West Coast Conference basketball tournament.
That should be fun.
Well, because it was a great tournament. Gonzaga beat BYU. But this weekend is March Madness. I know you're not a sports fan, but there's not one, not two, not three, but four conference championships to be decided in Las Vegas, including the Mountain West Conference tournament, which I'll be doing two games tomorrow in the Mountain West Conference. Radio
Brett's
Network.
A bad man. Shut your mouth.
Also, the Pac-12 tournament and the Western Athletic Conference tournament. All going on this week. Hoop. If you're a basketball fan, there is plenty of hoops this week in Las Vegas. By the way, I just got tickets to go see Pat Benatar April 18th.
Where?
At the Hard Rock.
Oh, yes. Man.
At the Joint.
You know what?
At the Joint.
How many tickets did you get?
I got
two. Did you buy them?
I bought two, but I also reserved two that I could pass on to you if you so
By the way,
wish.
You want
to
know.
I could invite you to buy the two seats right next to me.
I would love that.
Okay.
I'll Except pass for along. This part. Do I got to pay for them?
Yeah.
All right. But whatever.
They're only.
Whatever. You know, her husband, who is
You're not going to think of his name?
Lost to me. Geraldo.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome. He's a great guitar player.
He's very good.
Yeah. And they're actually their drummer, who's about as big as a minute. He's about this big.
Yep, yep. They're coming to the Hard Rock. They'll be playing at the Joint. Neil Geraldo.
Geraldo. Is it Geraldo? He can play.
Is it Geraldo? He's very good. And, of course, they're married. And they're celebrating 35 years of
So when are you going? When is this?
I want to say April. Yeah, it's April 18th. April 18th.
I'm in.
Okay.
Melissa.
I'll send you the email. Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, you still on or have you decided I have to go ahead and work on that divorce right now? No, she's gone, actually. Yeah, we'll go. April 18th. All right. You know what? What do you think? I think we're done.
I think so. Is that how you ended the show? I think we're done. We survived day one. The question is, next week on St. Patrick's Day, will Brett be back? Will Scotty be back?
The over-under is undetermined.
The question is, will the folks want me back?
Okay, so let's talk about...
I hope they do. I had fun.
Let's talk about stuff. Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, I'm not. Stand by. Phil.
Phil. Phil's a friend of mine as well. He's from...
All right, good job.
Phil the barber.
Hey, if you want to reach out to us, and there's no reason why you wouldn't. Oh, that's some nice music right there. Do you have the CD?
You play the gayest music possible.
Oh, you bitch.
Give me some rock and roll.
Oh, man. Who are you anymore? Okay. If you want to be a part of the show, you want to send an email, and you want to tell Brett, oh, you're fired. Understandable. You want to send that to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, that's onairq@livinginlv.com. Listen, wait, hold on. Hi.
Let me hear you. All righty.
If you want to leave us a voicemail, and we would love your voicemail, boom, go to the website. On the right side, you'll see a little link. Click that shit. Hit it. Boom, zippity bop bop. That's what you're all about, because I'm very proud of you. Hey, you know what? You can find us on a variety of places. You can find us on iTunes. We talked about this all the time. Hey, if you're watching us on iTunes, leave us a 5-star message. That's a pretty cool thing. We're on YouTube. We're on KSHP. Maybe not. If you're watching right now and you're an audio editor guy,
you're not happy.
Or gal, hit us up.
Yeah.
Because we really want to put this on KHP. When is it going to go on?
KSHP.
KSHP.
No, how much?
When's it going to go on?
You skipped.
When's it going to go on? KSHP.
Whenever you clear out the.
When do you think it'll go on?
Poor words.
Let's call it Friday at 7. And but we can't go on the way it was for obvious reasons. I think, you know, clearly, you know, Brett misbehaved and all that stuff. We can't have that. Those swear words. Is there a part where after a certain time you're actually not allowed to have cuss words ever?
No, I mean, after 10 o'clock, you might be able to get away with some certain things, but we're not going to do that.
We can't do that. All right. So if you ever want to like post edit my mostly Brett's swear words, we'll be on KSP. Otherwise, we're not going to be. Okay. Roku. Oh.
Roku.
Roku's awesome.
You're like the dude from the, what's that TV show where the kid's always whispering after he says something?
I see dead people.
No. It's a comedy with,
by the way,
Patricia Heaton. What in the world is it called? It's The Middle. It's called The Middle.
I see dead people.
Now there's a little kid who's always talking that about, Mom, I really need to get my homework done. My homework done.
That's what he does. Dead people thing was fucked up at the end. We're on Roku. We're on Stitcher. We're on VegasVideoNetwork.com. We're on the Facebook. We're on the Twitter. And guess what? Thank you, everybody. Just stop. Brett Grant, everybody.
Thank you very much. I had fun. Hopefully you'll have me back.
We'll put an end to that fun. Don't you worry about that. Okay. What else do you want to do? Anything? We're all done?
I think we're done. Unless you're not done. I can talk
all night. Konnichiwa, brother.
Good times, buddy.
Konnichiwa.
Whatever the hell that means. Spell my name properly. I didn't write shit. I thought you did. Okay, stand by. Oh, that's not the one I want.
Stand by.
Okay, we're done. Bye.
Bye bye.
Stand by. Stop. Record.